In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God.
Amen.
It is our custom on the day of Thanksgiving to read the proclamation that was given by Abraham Lincoln on October 3rd, 1863. Contextually, this is right in the thick of the Civil War, and up to this point, still, things are not going well for the North, although it has a lot stronger industrial strength and things like that. It probably will prevail, but this guy named Robert E. Lee keeps whipping them everywhere they go. So that's the context or the backdrop to this. And of course, it's a divided nation in a very difficult time. It's also one of maybe, well, I don't know, I haven't seen too many, but one of the very few letters from a president that you could read in church. The year is drawing toward its close and has been filled with the blessings of fruitful fields and healthful skies. To these bounties, which are so certainly and constantly enjoyed that we are prone to forget the source from which they come, others have been added, which are of so extraordinary a nature that they cannot fail to penetrate and soften even the heart, which is habitually insensible to the ever-watchful providence of Almighty God. In the midst of a civil war of unequaled magnitude and severity, which has sometimes seemed to foreign states to invite and provoke their aggression, peace has been preserved with all nations. Order has been maintained. The laws have been respected and obeyed. And harmony has prevailed everywhere except in the theater of military conflict. While that theater has been greatly contracted by the advancing armies and navies of the Union, needful diversions of wealth and of strength from the fields and of peaceful industry to the national defense have not arrested the plow, the shuttle, or the ship. The axe had enlarged the boundaries of our settlements and the mines, as well as iron and coal, as of precious metals, have yielded even more abundantly than heretofore. Population has steadily increased, notwithstanding the waste that has been made in the camp, the siege, and the battlefield. And the country, rejoicing in the consciousness of augmented strength and vigor, is permitted to expect continuance of years with large increase of freedom. No human counsel hath devised, nor hath any mortal hand worked out these great things. They are the gracious gifts of the Most High God, who, while dealing with us for our sins, hath nevertheless remembered mercy. It has seemed to me fit and proper that they should be solemnly, reverently, and gratefully acknowledged, as with one heart and voice, by the whole American people. I do therefore invite my fellow citizens in every part of the United States, and also those who are at sea, those who are sojourning in foreign lands, to set apart and observe the last Thursday of November next as a day of thanksgiving and praise to the beneficent Father who dwelleth in the heavens. And I recommend to them that while offering up the ascriptions justly due to him, for such singular deliverances and blessings, that they do also with humble penitence for our national perverseness and disobedience, commend to his tender care all those who have become widows, orphans, mourners, or sufferers in the lamentable civil strife in which we are unavoidably engaged, and fervently implore the imposition of the Almighty hand to heal the wounds of the nation and to restore it as soon as may be consistent with the divine purposes to the full enjoyment of peace, harmony, tranquility, and union. In testimony whereof, I have hereunto set my hand and caused the seal of the United States to be affixed, done at the city of Washington, on the third day of October, in the year of our Lord, 1863, and of the independence of the United States, the 88th year, Abraham Lincoln. Well, that's certainly an unusual thing coming from the White House. But he makes two points that are salient for us and that are the cause of this day. It's somewhat rare that we can put together a civil holiday and a church thing, but this is certainly one of those that we're able to do that with very naturally, because we are meant to be doxological, Eucharistic people. Doxological in the sense that we're praising God at all times, Eucharistic in that we're praising Him with thanksgiving. It's whom we're made to be. So this is a natural day for us. And he gives us two things in particular to do. One, of course, is that of being thankful to God for His tender mercies and all the grace that He bestows upon us. And then he talks about the imbalance to that. He talks about the perverseness of our nation, which I think is probably accurate, and the importance of having a penitent heart about that and asking for God's mercy upon us as a nation. So our prayers should be those of thanksgiving and those of repentance at the same time, because the two usually go hand in hand. I also, in this morning, there's no one who enjoys this reading any more than Father Nicholas, who is very careful that I read it exactly the right way. He's gotten me several different copies of this. This is the most recent one that he got that he thinks is the most accurate. But this morning he's having some kind of a heart episode, so he had to call 911 for himself, and so I don't know what his status is right now. Hopefully it was just a bump in the road, but at 94, God knows. So please pray for Father Nicholas this morning.